I'll be reading the scripture this morning, and you can find it in the bulletin on page 5 if you want to follow along. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Walking in the Light, from 1 John. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word.
Let us pray. Creator and maker of us all, bless the words of my lips and the meditations in each of our hearts. Grow thou in us and show us your ways. Inspire us to live by your truth. Amen. You have an insert in your bulletin today. It's pink, and it's information about United Methodist Women. There are several questions inside, and there's a little sheet to fill out if you're interested in finding out more that you can cut out and turn in, and we'll take it. But it tells about the circles and other things about UMW. Our scripture today talks about being followers of Christ. As followers of Christ and heirs of the apostles, we have been given a commission. We have been given a power, and we have been given an authority. The commission to go out as Jesus went out to do good to others without judgment or criticism. The power to act with confidence and strength, knowing that God stands behind us, and the authority and the privilege to actually make a difference in the lives of others, a difference that counts now and forever. It's very appropriate that this service is on Human Relations Sunday, because what we want to do is improve human relations, as you'll see as I continue. As the Apostle John put it, many years after the original appearance by Jesus to his apostles in the first scripture that Phyllis read, "If we walk in the light as God himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sins." Practicing kindness, forgiveness, and love is what walking in the light is all about. And it has a wonderful effect. It brings us into fellowship with each other and makes us whole. Ann Herbert, who I'll talk about a little bit more later, says, "Kindness can build on itself as much as violence can. In this past week, we became aware of a random act of violence and senseless acts of horror in the shootings that took place in Tucson, Arizona. How much better is what Ann Herbert promotes, a movement called Practicing Random Acts of Kindness and Senseless Acts of Beauty. This is what our Christian faith is about. It's about doing acts of kindness and committing acts of beauty, and doing so without regard to the merits of those for whom we do those deeds, and without regard to questions of whether or not anyone has deserved or earned our affection, time, or our care. The objective of those who follow this movement is quite simple: to do kind things for other people for absolutely no reason at all, other than the fact that they want to make the world a better place. Those who commit random acts of kindness do things like pay the toll for their own car at a toll gate and the toll for the next six cars behind them. Now, we don't have tolls here, but if you travel to Chicago or areas where there are tolls, that would be an amazing gift to receive, you know. Well, you can go on through, the person up ahead paid for you. Or take a beautiful plant into a police station or a nursing home to brighten the environment. Or you could let the person in the grocery line behind you go before you. Have you ever done that? The grocery store, or perhaps at Walmart or Kmart or Target? They will be amazed. I have done that. And they always say, oh no, but it's not because I'm so kind, it's because I have a lot of stuff and they have like two or three things. But anyway, it still is a random act of kindness. You can also compliment or show support to a harried mother who is trying to shop with her children, or harried mothers who are in the restaurant with their children. Try to support them. Or you can smile at a stranger. According to Ann Herbert, some of the things that have been done by those who have caught the spirit of practicing random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty include shoveling the snow from a neighbor's walk when no one is looking. That would be particularly appropriate in these past several weeks. Leaving a generous tip for a waiter or waitress who has provided poor service. It's kind of strange, but maybe it's their first day on the job. Planting flowers along a highway. Another thing you can do is write a former school teacher to let her or him know what a difference they made in their student, to do their students in, and their lives. Or you can go out and scrub graffiti off of public sites. As if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Practicing kindness, forgiveness, and love is what walking in the light is all about. And it has a wonderful effect. It brings us into fellowship with each other and makes us whole. The first believers knew that with every fiber of their being, that God's love conquered all, even death itself, and they were eager to share their love with others, that they might know the blessedness of life as God meant it to be. They practiced random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty as an act of devotion and as a natural response to what God had already done for them. And in a sense, the acts of kindness and beauty that are committed were no longer random or senseless. They had a purpose, a holy purpose, the purpose of not only bringing people closer to each other and making a better society, but the purpose of bringing people into a healing and cleansing relationship with God, a relationship in which both our joys and theirs are complete. Our acts of kindness and forgiveness should be random, and our acts of love and beauty should be senseless in the sense that they should be dispensed generously and without regard whether or not those around us deserve them. That is, after all, how God dispenses his love and forgiveness to us. But remember, our acts of kindness, forgiveness, and love and beauty should never be random or senseless in their motivation. They should be done because we love God and because God loves us. And when these acts are done out of love for God and in the power of God and of our commitment to Him, the result of our acts of kindness and beauty are far from random and senseless. The point of our Christian journey, our walk in the light, isn't just to get to the final destination, but it is to be transformed along the way, like a caterpillar that becomes a butterfly. So also, God is transferring our lives as we walk to the light within Him, with Him. People today are striving for joy in their journey, turning over every rock along the way to find this secret. Some pursue it in pleasure and success, still others in money and security. John would tell us that joy is to be found in our lives by trusting our beliefs and basing our beliefs and actions of love and forgiveness on God's revealed truth in the Bible and allowing it to transform our lives. Then our joy will be full, just as John's was when he wrote this letter. We pray that all will participate in this blessed community so that their journey may be complete. I want you to think about where your joy is. What acts of beauty or could you do? The name of this spiritual growth study was God is Love. And I'd like to close with a short prayer. God, help us all to walk in the light and provide kindness and love to all we meet, whether or not we feel it is deserved.